Hey, just wanted to know, thanks to some technical difficulties, we missed the first half of this episode. We didn't want to put out nothing this week, so here is half of an episode that we recorded yesterday. I hope you guys still enjoy it. Let us know what you think. Thanks.
What do you get when you put a group of fanboys in a room with a mic? From video games, comics, and movies to uncensored social commentary, nothing is off limits. With your hosts, Pistol Pete Jr., The Blue Guy, Chuck Bitch, G-Roll, and Player 2, this is The Real Press Start. So sit down, load up, log in, and press start.
And we're back!
Yeah, it was those that got me. So I was pretty fucking smashed.
All right, we got a 58-second trailer for Fist.
Fist. Fisted. Is that a water buffalo? Oh, I remember this one now. It's a rabbit with a giant arm on his back.
Is this a remake of an old game?
Side scroller.
I don't think it is.
It looks like a side scroller.
Or I mean, no, it's not a remake. It's a side scroller. But it's not a remake of an old game. I thought this one looked badass, though.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, she's hot. Weirdo. It looks like a bullet hell type game, too.
It's like Super Smash Brothers.
I forgot, someone described... shit, sorry. Returnal. Wait, was that a new one or an old one? That trailer.
It should have been a new one.
Of what?
Fist. What's new? And then Hunter's Arena. That was another one they got announced. Sifu, we just watched that one. Jet, the Far Shore.
Oh, Arcada something? Arcadageddon. Arcadageddon.
Demon Slayer. There's another trailer now.
Yeah, I'm sold by it.
I'll just watch Arcada.
Lost Judgment.
Then we'll call it on the trailers.
I hate that song, Arcada.
No, E. Egg. GG.
Arcada, get it.
There it is.
I can do the
mouth. Ryler.
Blood and Violence. Ilphonic.
Who's Ilphonic? Wait,
this is their first game.
It is?
Well, that's what it said. It was like from first time developer. Huh. Ilphonic.
I thought Ilphonic sounded familiar.
It does sound familiar to me too, but. I'm
it's like Osmosis Jones.
It does.
Yeah.
It's Spocha, but guns.
No, okay, so they made Predator Hunting Grounds.
Predator.
Friday the 13th and Dead Alliance. So they've made multiplayer. They've also made Next Suis?
Yeah, it's like a bunch of mini games.
Yeah.
Baseball bats. Oh, it's fun.
Yeah, then you customize the character.
It's like
Fortnite.
Destruction All Stars, but not just fucking cars.
They got Fortnite aspects.
Yeah, Destruction All Stars got boring real fast.
Yeah, it's like
You just got the two game modes, is it?
Yeah, that's it.
You guys gonna come up with anything else? It's just two fucking game modes. They did add some, but it's like one more game mode.
Yes.
Like, okay.
Like, all right, I'm done now. I'm checked out. That Sony ad, because you know everyone was talking about the way the PlayStation looked when it was released,
uh-huh.
And so like now it just shows that not even Sony Productions really understands what this PlayStation, how is it supposed to go or what it's supposed to do or.
I don't think that's a Sony Productions thing. I think that's whoever the director
yeah,
is.
Yeah, whoever the director was. Yeah, they just put it upside down.
It's like fucking Game of Thrones when they had the coffee cups in there. Like,
yeah, it's just more, it's more of just
it's
an
like
oversight.
The editor, yeah.
It's more just an oversight than it is. Like, oh, we don't understand.
Yeah.
We don't understand the medieval times. Sorry. We didn't know they didn't have coffee cups.
They didn't have Starbucks?
Yeah. Exactly, it's like the fucking Starbucks cup in fucking Game of Thrones.
Yeah, we understand that they didn't have Starbucks.
So I had no clue that fucking they can't have Starbucks back in medieval times. I thought Daenerys was just always hopped up on coffee
the whole time.
How could she fly a dragon without her morning cup of brew?
A bunch of media outlets. Right now, like IGN has put out an article saying this. Push Square has put out an article now.
Push Square?
Kotaku has one.
Why are you Push Square?
I don't know why it's called.
Why not push something else other than the square?
I don't know. They call it
at least push button on the control.
Well, it's a PlayStation.
And a lot of games make you push Square to do stuff.
Yeah.
It's usually X and circle.
It's usually a lot of games do Square now.
What games?
But so they're all saying
I think Ratchet does Square a lot. No,
so this is this
I think Square's the least used button.
Square's the melee.
No, I think Circle's the melee.
Well, Square's melee.
Yeah, but you don't use melee in this game.
Circle's dodge.
Okay, yeah, okay, but you don't really use melee in this game.
Yeah,
I think Square melee might be
just
the
to break boxes.
It's the most important
just to
thing.
Do the jump and.
And then you can push L2 and push square and
throw it.
Throw
okay,
the
that's
hammer.
A whole different thing. And still, you barely use that.
A lot of games make
it. It's
still
easier just to push R2 and shoot.
So this is the headline that caught my attention, but then I found a couple more articles basically saying the same thing.
Call of Duty makes you push square to pay respects.
It's time to accept we can't predict what PlayStation's doing anymore. Meaning, okay, so they pulled out of all major conventions, but then they'll just, like, out of nowhere, they'll just drop a fucking
state of play. I had no clue until, like 2 hours before it came out. I was like, all right, I guess they
don't
have to play today.
It's like they're doing their own thing, and I think it's working for them.
It's just because we're in a whole different time, dude. Like, shit's different.
Yeah, I think it's more...
They're basing their opinions on what shit that's happened already. So
but
like,
I think it also... But
it's like, oh, we're used to this and this, A, B, and C happening. And they're not even doing any of that.
Yeah, but even pre-COVID, like, yeah.
Well, I think the time...
I know.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing. Like, all your trailers are online. Why do I have to go to a convention when I could just pull it up on fucking on YouTube or whatever? Like, why? Like, Or if you're a gaming company, why do I have to buy a booth when I can just put it all on my website?
Put it online
or all on my YouTube channel. I could put all my money more into a social media advertising.
As opposed to have a bigger online presence as opposed to being in person.
For the convention, the only thing I would see is like you get the direct feedback. And more people are...
Yeah, but people are retarded.
More people are likely to give you...
That's the problem. There's too much fucking feedback.
well, right. But stuff like at a convention, it's more like it's less, so it's more digestible.
Yeah.
And they're more likely to give you an honest feedback or like more constructive than it is like online.
Yeah,
and you have to fish through all the fucking.
I fucking hate.
Okay.
I hate.
I can't believe you gave him blue hair. Yeah. Blue hair means you're lesbian, so we can't have that.
This is like,
I hate lesbians.
That's the name of the episode.
You Ben Affleck.
No, the thing that makes me laugh, and well, when it comes back to, so, I mean, even we bitched about the games this week or this month for PS Plus. But I was looking at, like, to go back to those the shitty feedback online, where you get half of the comments are, PlayStation lost Xbox One, this just proves it. Oh, we already knew PlayStation sucked. Like, half the comments I read were all that.
I feel like they're pretty neck and neck right now.
Yeah.
Those aren't real people.
And then there was, you know, you got a couple, like, there was one comment that I read.
I've never had the, like... motivation to comment on anything siding with either company, any company. Like, okay. Let alone, like, oh, just because you, I buy one product over the other.
Did we talk about PlayStation buying Housemarque?
Yes, we did. We talked about it 2 weeks ago, I believe. One of the comments was like, this is the last year of, or the last cycle I'm renewing my PlayStation Plus. This is the worst lineup of games.
Well, yeah. The thing is, you need PlayStation Plus to play online games.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they have been fucking lacking with these free games, though. Like,
yeah.
The last 3 months, I'm like, I literally do not have any drive to play any of those games. Just,
yeah, it's just in my library.
It's yeah. Just
yeah, it's just going to be in my library.
So. Yeah, basically.
I'm going to turn it on.
Why?
Just because.
Can't hear it. Can't hear it. The little controller is louder.
Yeah, that's true.
True.
The buttons.
The Hunter's Arena, the one I wanted you to pull up before you started playing. It's going to be, supposedly, it's going to be one of the PS Plus games for August. But they're not, they haven't specified if it's just going to be an extra game we're getting, or if that's just going to be one of the games for PS Plus. So, the rumor is that it's going to be one of the PS Plus games.
Are we talking about Loki, right?
I was going to bring up an entire episode without talking about Loki. I was going to bring Loki up. I got some shit about it. He's talking shit, right? He's talking shit.
I saw an article about something about, oh, there's going to be more LGBTQ stuff coming, and then they showed, like, a picture of Loki and
I really don't think so. I mean,
what is going on? Like,
I mean, it's pretty straight right now. He's
fucking
the good guy Loki likes
like,
girl Loki.
What are they implying? Like,
the girl
I haven't seen any. There's literally no LGBTQ thing in this. Like, okay, unless I'm completely looking over it.
Girl like, Loki's going to transform into a guy at some point, and they're going to make
They're going to role play as all the LGBTQ, as every...
iteration of it,
yeah.
Like there's two ladies, two girls, two guys,
guy girl, horse, horse and man,
Hermie and Hermie,
and the alligator,
Hermie versus Hermie.
That's the ending. That's like the end credit scene for this week. It's just gonna them getting it on and all.
They're just gonna be like making out, and then they're gonna like make it like a. More, like just more for this would be like a dick and vagina kissing instead. It's gonna just sound all nasty and floppy like it's gonna keep like transforming into different private parts. Just to please the LG, just to be like,
yeah,
it's LG.
Like you wanted
Soyberg?
yeah exactly.
Soyberg. Tentacle dicks.
Alligator Loki is just going to be in the background going. just watching.
The old Loki is just going to be playing with himself.
Alligator Loki, you can actually buy the. Have you seen the baby Groot sit on your shoulders? It's a little plush baby Groot that has a magnet in his butt. And then, like, you get this, like, you come with a pin, you pin it to your shirt.
Well,
now they just released Disneyland Alligator Loki.
Okay, same idea.
Same idea.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Suit integrity. Fuck the pin. How about you just put the magnet under your shirt?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And then you stick the magnet on the other side, and you're good.
Well,
you don't have to prick yourself with
I've
a goddamn safety
before.
Pin.
It's like a new room. I've never seen this room in my life.
Really?
Yeah,
there's like you can jump across the other side.
Like,
yeah, I did that.
This is like the first room I ever went in.
I never got it.
So one of the things with Loki they're bringing up, I'm reading articles on now, is because do you remember when they were hinting at a Young Avengers series or movie or something in the MCU?
Baby Avengers?
Basically. I think, what movie was it they talked about? Far From Home?
Is it?
I think it's Far From Home they hint at a Young Avengers. Yeah. Remember, like, Tony said something to him about, like, a junior squad or something like that?
Yeah.
And so, with Kid Loki showing up, Kid Loki is a member of the Young Avengers.
Uh-huh.
So, it's going to be Kate Bishop, Young Loki.
Young Loki?
Young Loki. Or Kid Loki.
Kid Loki.
And then so
I'm surprised not a rapper and then Kid Loki.
Who's gonna be Iron Man's daughter?
Miss Marvel. And then they're gonna have Wiccan and Speed. So Wiccan and Speed.
Oh, that's right, Wiccan and Speed.
Nick, Miss America, Kate Bishop, Cassie Lang, and the Patriot.
So Wiccan and Speed, they gotta fucking Wanda's gotta figure out how to make them real.
Yeah.
Who's the Patriot?
Elijah Bradley.
Is it like the
from
Iron
Winter Soldier?
Yeah, who's the Patriot?
The Patriot is Elijah Bradley. But there, but
the black guy that died?
Did he die?
No, but I'm talking
about... No, that was Star Green.
Who's the child?
Star Force.
Patriot. That,
or his grandson.
Oh, okay.
There you go. That's what I was going to say. That.
Oh, he's that black Captain America. The old black Captain America.
Yeah,
grandson. Yeah. That's cool. That was like...
One of the coolest parts of that, does he have the super serum in his blood?
I think so. I think that's what they're insinuating. This is what Kid Loki looks like in the comics. During the, so, I mean, the costume's basically the same.
Similar.
Yeah.
Did you see Frog Thor?
Where?
In the...
I missed it. Yeah.
No, I missed it.
Yeah, when they're going down into their like shelter
base. Oh, and they show like
the Mjolnir in the ground.
Yeah.
And then there's like right next to it, there's a jar with a frog in it, and he has like Thor's helmet.
I don't know, it was a frog. I thought it was just like a mini Thor.
No, it was a frog. Yeah.
And he's like a humanoid frog.
Well, I think it's like jumping out. It's like mid jump, and so like you see him like all sprawled out. It's like he's...
Yeah, I didn't see. I missed it. Oh, and so the black Loki, they have the fake Mjolnir. His official name is Boastful Loki.
Yeah,
he's just lying.
Straight lying.
That whole battle between all the Lokis in the underground bunker was funny as fuck. I love fucking the alligator just bites out fucking President Loki's hand.
Yeah, it like swallows it. It's like, isn't that shit like way down his fucking throat?
Yeah.
It's just like the alligator's all the way over here.
Yeah.
It's like on his whole wrist.
That shit was hilarious. And then just the whole like the way that they all turn on each other. And then there's
the alligator Loki was great.
Yeah. Oh, and the other one was classic Loki. Was the Loki in the original suit?
Yeah.
Because there was President Loki, classic Loki.
President Loki?
Yeah, he was the one that had the vote for Loki. Let me see. All the Lokis in the last episode.
Why is he classic Loki?
Because he's wearing the original costume, I guess.
But he's wearing a suit and tie. Just with the horns.
No, yeah, because he's president. But he's President Loki.
But I don't... That I feel like that doesn't make him classic. It's President Loki.
No,
the other one.
Classic Loki.
Old one.
That's classic Loki. And then, so the Loki that we're following right now is Loki L1130. That's his official designation. And there's Sylvie, classic Loki, Kid Loki, Alligator Loki, Boastful Loki, President Loki. And they didn't name the other ones, I guess. Because there was other...
Yeah, they're not going to name literally every other fucking one in that scene.
They should have.
Ridiculous.
But those are the...
Wasn't there, like, regular people in there, too? Like, just stragglers?
I thought they were all Lokis.
No, I think they were all Lokis.
I don't think so, because Owen Wilson went there. And he ended
true.
Up in that dimension,
oh, yeah,
too.
That's
so
true,
it
could
have been just the variants. It's, like, all variants.
All variants.
But yeah, it's funny. You're like, this fucking... What is that, Eliath? Like, he doesn't even need to kill them. They're all, like, killing each
other.
Yeah,
killing each other, yeah.
Oh, there was some... Wasn't there some Rick and Morty shit in that one, too? I forgot what... There was, like, a... Like, some sort of cult, like, reference to Rick and Morty.
I think it was directed by a Rick and Morty guy.
Yeah, but I think there was, like, there was something.
I think we said something about it, too. It's just gonna turn into... Oh, I forgot about the Polybus or Polybius in the arcade. When I saw that, like, I nerded out on it.
Yeah, you were. I was like, what the fuck is that?
So yeah, in the 80s, there was an arcade machine that some people claim to have seen it, some people haven't, and supposedly it caused people to have seizures, and like it was like they would say that people would sit, like play it, and like someone I want to say they said with the guy that assassinated either John Lennon or someone they were like a well-known assassin was seen playing that game before they went in assassinated the person. And then,
they blamed it
on that game
that he killed. Because he was on that, he felt the need to go kill John Lennon.
Well, what it was it's like because it was that game. Was like people started acting funny after playing that game, and every week there would be like Men in Black type suits that would come up, and like they plug something into the machine, and like they were assuming getting the data from the machine and then leaving, and like so once a week people and then like then all of a sudden. There was only a couple of them. Then all of a sudden, all the games just disappeared. And no one's ever seen them ever again.
Yeah. All the polybuses?
All the polybuses.
Nobody has a polybus?
Well, the men in black are probably just workers. That's just their fucking uniform. Just like you go to fucking Hooters, they're all wearing fucking white shirts with fucking Hooters on their fucking chest. And orange shorts.
Now we're gonna go to Titties and Skeeties.
What?
Or you go to fucking Medieval Times, everyone's dressed as a fucking maiden.
That's a maiden.
You don't suddenly think, oh, they're from the fucking 1700s.
Every time someone played this game, they acted different. Like, they'd act strangely. And at least for a while. Like, it would be like, it would wear off eventually, but they'd be acting different. And so a lot of people theorized that it was like the government trying to control, like testing mind control through video games. But yeah, I thought that was cool that was back, was in there. Just the fact that it was one of those things thrown away, lost the time. I'm trying to remember how the episode ended now. They took over Sylvie fucking.
They held hands and they enchanted the thing.
Yeah, and that's where it ended, right?
And then that door, like the doorway opened, or a gateway or whatever, opened up, so there was like a house.
Yeah, just
a
oh, the house, yeah, yeah.
It was a house.
I don't know.
It was fucking, it was the university, Professor X's university.
Oh, shit.
I would have been fucking dope if it was. But it just looked like sort of a cabin house type.
No, it was like a mansion.
No, like it was like a big, like a university.
Yeah.
Type,
yeah.
No, it looked like a small house.
No, it was like a mansion.
Like it looked like the size of maybe like Tony Stark's cabin.
It was big. I think it was big.
Episode 5. The house. Ending explained.
I just want a picture. We don't need an
explanation. Yeah,
it's
right here.
Oh yeah, I guess it is.
Cause that's the house. Remember, she saw it when she first goes through and like part of the mist touches her and she sees it. It almost looks like a factory as well.
It's like a compound, like a mansion compound.
It's the castle from Castlevania.
Dracula's. That would be cool if it's the X-Men.
That would be dope if it was the X-Men. Podcast.
But it's like there's no reason for it to be there.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, it would drive no story forward unless it's, I don't know, who could control time in the X-Men? Quicksilver. Quicksilver's running so fast, he's fucking up the timeline.
Cable, too.
Cable?
Oh,
Cable.
Yeah.
I was thinking of Colossus.
So. I'm trying to think of, so apparently there it could be where the Timekeepers are. The Citadel is the only place of he who remains, the final director of the TVA, who created the Timekeepers. The more popular theory is the Citadel of Kang the Conqueror. Kang rules his temporal empire from inside the city of Chronopolis.
Yeah, I think the Kang stuff is probably the strongest.
Yeah.
Because that girl, that one chick, the one girl on the TVA, the head
Yeah, Ravonna.
Yeah, she's supposed to be. I guess in the comics, she's the. She's like his lover, or whatever.
Okay. Okay.
Kang's lover.
See, I don't know much about Kang. Kang the Conqueror. But yeah, I don't see this now. Why classic Loki sacrificed himself? Because he didn't want to be a Loki anymore.
Yeah, what is that?
It's like Rick will not wanting to be a Rick anymore.
Ricks it is.
Don't want a Rick.
That's the name of the episode. When Ricks don't want a Rick no more. It's got to be no more.
Let's see, what else we got? Did I say this? The Last of Us first season is going to have 10 episodes?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you didn't.
I didn't say it, but yeah. 10 episodes.
And it's not coming out till 2023.
Yep.
So who cares?
Kojima has been talking about the Snyder Cut for Justice League. And he's talking about how he would love to do something like that for Metal Gear 5.
And me too.
That would be amazing.
But Konami's never going to let that
happen. And he wouldn't want to work with Konami. He said that he's like, I'm not going to go back.
Just for that.
If I can get the rights to it, I would do it, but I'm not going to go back there.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think Konami would rather let Metal Gear die than give
it back to him.
Give it, yeah.
Yeah. I think, I don't know, I think that he has enough ideas to move on to do something else, or even if he made something similar, just...
Did you watch that the director's cut for Death Stranding?
No, I haven't seen that yet.
Seems like there's adding a bunch of stuff where it seems like it's making it more combat based.
Nice.
Or adding a lot of combat based stuff into it.
Okay.
With like new guns and stuff.
Yeah. I know Kojima is a fan of director's cut style stuff.
Yeah.
And then it seems like so Ghost of Tsushima is getting a director's cut. Death Stranding getting a director's cut. There was another game.
That's it.
I thought there was another one. I thought maybe.
No, maybe. I mean technically. I mean, you might be able to say that Final Fantasy VII got a director's cut.
I mean,
they changed the ending and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, it was not officially called a director's
cut. Right.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's not anything else that's been called a director's cut.
Yeah.
But I wonder if they're going to actually be calling them director's cuts from now on.
I think so.
I'm not sure, because it's like... It's like Death Stranding, that's a Kojima game. It's like very Kojima of him to call it a director's cut.
Yeah.
And he's like this his mastermind and story and all that.
Yeah.
And then Ghost of Tsushima, that plays very much into like Japanese cinema. So true. I understand why they would call that director's cut.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and then the whole thing, the director's cut implies, because usually what that means is the director wanted this in the movie, but either for time or continuity or for whatever reason, they had to take it out.
Right.
Whereas these ones, it's like, well, for Ghost of Tsushima, at least, it's like we're adding an extra, instead of calling it DLC or instead of calling it a Game of the Year edition or whatever they want to call it, it's just director's cut. We're just adding some stuff into it that...
I wonder if it's... Is it added...
Like, but it's also very cinematic, so
the storyline.
No, they said you get access to it in the second act, after the second act of the game.
After the second act,
or once you're in the second act of the game.
Yeah. So is it like is it chronologically?
New,
it's
there's a new mission
it's
and all.
Like,
yeah, and you get
chronologically, it's parallel to the current. It's not like afterwards.
Yeah.
So
it'll just you won't know anything new. You'll just know more about what's already happening.
Yeah. Which again, because again, the game is very cinematic.
I can see why they're calling that director's cut and not add-on content or DLC, because it's not past the story.
It takes place within
parallel.
The actual story.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just more on what you already know.
What you've already seen.
I think it's probably going to be more on the. Along the lines of a Witcher DLC.
Yeah.
It's like the second one mostly, where it's like a really big area you go to.
Yeah.
And It's like a new story, but it's just kind of there.
Yeah.
It's not like something crazy happening within the storyline of the game.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's a big area. So, there's going to be a lot to do in there, but it's not. It doesn't change anything that's happened over here. It's just more to do.
So it'll probably be like Jin goes to that place, goes to this Iki Island, and then he's going to kill some fucking Mongols all over the place.
Yeah. it's gonna be like another battalion of Mongols that showed up or something, or like reinforcements, and he was able to stop them on this island at some point.
Or it could be
they does say there's new other
like Japanese. It could be Coco Khan.
Coco Khan.
It could be other.
That's another segment.
It could be a lot of other Japs. Like, you know, he had to kill
them. Yeah, other samurai.
Yeah, other samurai and shit. Or other Roman.
In case you guys were wondering, Marvel officially ends Stan Lee cameos in the MCU. So there will be no more Stan Lee cameos.
But will they make a new kind of cameo?
No.
Like Captain America's ass.
Yeah. They're not. They're not.
Because they should definitely have Captain America's ass.
At some point in every, yeah.
In the background. Like, just right out of frame, just enough for, like, the cheeks.
Right, yeah.
He's never in the shit. It's just an actor in some tight pants with America's ass. And we're back.
Don't forget, we had more shit to talk about.
One more topic.
What were we going to talk about?
McGregor.
Oh, Conor, yeah.
Conor McGregor. Breaking his ankle because
he's a bitch. The biggest disappointment in Irish history. Let's get out of here.
Fucking disgraceful. How do you?
That was a good fight. Like, I mean,
up until that point,
all the shit about Conor. Every time he fights, it's a great fight, so entertaining. It's entertaining, no matter what.
Yeah, it was a good fight, and then
he's an entertaining fighter, but he was
launching them leg kicks in the beginning.
Well, because that's what his downfall was the last fight.
Yeah, he got mad. He's like, I'm gonna do.
Yeah, but remember it was same thing with Nate. Yeah, he threw all those leg kicks against Nate, and then like by the end of the fight, he was limping more than fucking Nate was.
Yeah. But it's just like, I don't know, the way he's just such a sore loser.
Now he is. Before when he would lose, it seemed.
Yeah, he'd always be respectful. Like, hey, yeah, he got me.
Yeah, it's
because he hasn't won in a while, so now he's like, fuck, I need to win.
He's kind of like being a Jake Paul.
Yeah. He's
being too much of a Jake Paul.
Yeah, he's being too much of a Jake Paul.
It could be he's trying to feed the gimmick.
Yeah, but it's not good. You gotta win. The gimmick only works if you're winning.
If you're winning, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, if you're losing, you're just
you're just an asshole.
Yeah,
you're
just
an asshole. Yeah. Because that's what made Mayweather so like good at it, was the fact that he still hadn't lost.
Yeah.
But, like, so you watch those things, like, I want to see him get his ass kicked.
Yeah, just like Greg Hardy.
Yeah.
Like, we finally got to see his ass get his ass kicked.
Because
even when he lost, he was by decision. So
yeah, it wasn't, right. You couldn't get mad at the fucking...
But then he got his ass knocked out, so you're like, fuck yeah.
Scumbag. the way he was like, he's laying there and then fucking...
Talking shit. Talking like, shit. Your leg fell off. You're gonna talk shit.
Your leg fell off.
That shit fell off like it was a fucking, like he was a little plastic toy or something.
Yeah, that shit looked...
I'm surprised he was chilling though, like just there.
Nah, he was in pain.
He was probably just so stubborn, he didn't want to fucking...
Yeah.
He got stretchered out.
He refused to get stretchered until the cameras were off of him. And then they made sure, like, alright, we'll turn the cameras off. It's like...
But see, what you guys don't realize is GSP actually hired somebody to kiss him on the ring.
On the ankle? And wink at his bones.
He lost all the fight and his bones became spaghetti.
The acid bone kiss.
And then Dustin missed the opportunity to be like, man, I don't know what happened. He just has weak bones. He's a weak man.
Yeah.
Like, I was putting forward pressure and his leg broke under my pressure. He's a weak man. I don't know what to say. Like, that's all he had to say. I'm not like, oh, I checked the kick and it softened him up. Like, no, just he's a weak dude. You fucking beat him. Like, that's all that happened. You beat him.
He's a beast. fucking, damn it. I lost my fart. Like, I was about to speak, and it just went out the brain.
Went out the brain.
It went out the brain. But no, like, Connor's going to say he didn't lose it.
Yeah, the doctor stopped it. I was still going to knock him. I was going to knock him bloody out.
It's a doctor stoppage.
Yeah.
It's not. It doesn't count.
I didn't lose. The doctors made me stop fighting.
Yeah.
You couldn't stand the fuck up. Like, I didn't know you could dodge through those.
Which are the ones that you can't dodge through?
Purple, aren't they?
Yeah, purple ones. I think every other color you can dodge through.
The card was really good, though. I was entertained the entire time.
Yeah, it was a good card. I told you it was going to be a good card.
Yeah.
How about my boy, Michelle?
That was
a good fight.
Not that one did decision.
No, that one did, yeah. But it was still a good fight.
It was, yeah. Watching Greg Hardy was get knocked out.
Yeah, that was the best
part. That was the highlight of the night, though.
The angle was brutal, though, too.
The angle was brutal. But it happened so quickly, and it was like...
Yeah, like I wanted a little more fun of the fight.
You were like...
Greg Hardy's a wife beater?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got kicked out of the NFL for beating this one.
He threw her on a pile of guns.
like that's so disrespectful. You're like, you like throw them on shit that they could use to kill you, and you're so cocky. Yeah, you're so cocky. That they're not gonna shoot me with it. But yeah, it was a good card.
Good card.
Fuck yeah. I mean, I don't know what you gotta do to Connor to make him shut the fuck up, but apparently his leg falling off doesn't
make him
shut the
fuck up. Not enough to make him shut the fuck up, yeah.
Fucking Jake Paul has to beat him.
Yeah. That's all, like, all he's got is the Nate Diaz fight.
And Jake Paul fight.
Yeah, and then go fight Jake Paul.
But
that's it.
That's all. I don't know. I don't think Jake Paul will take that fight now. I don't think he's worth
fighting. I don't know. Who knows?
Because now this leg has been broken. It's going to be a fucking...
Like a year.
Right, it's going to be a year, but so he's going to fucking bitch about it every single time he loses. If he loses, he'll be like, oh, my leg ain't
100%.
Yeah. Could have knocked him out, Joe, but my leg. I didn't want my leg to fall off
again. I lost all my power.
I want my leg to fall off again. But yeah, I mean, it is going to be one of those things that's always going to be an excuse, man.
He was getting whooped, too. He didn't win that round.
He didn't win that round.
He got wobbled, and then he went for that clinch.
Yep.
And then he went for a submission after talking shit about submissions.
Yep.
And he couldn't finish it for shit. Like, Dustin easily got out of it.
Yeah, it wasn't...
Like, even with the cage there trapping him in, like...
Yeah.
That side that the cage was in is the side you have to go to escape. So all Connor had to do was not let him go, like, get tight against the cage. Jesus, dude. How bad is your jiu-jitsu? I like that meme that was one. It was like me talking about grappling techniques during the fight. And it was like, what's your black belt? And it's like a thing of pulling out the... Or what's your belt level? And it's like pulling out this, like a samurai sword, but it's just like a white belt. With one stripe on it. I'm like, that's me. But I'm always right.
That's one thing I always say about when we watch fights, is that you'll say something and then
it happens.
Either it happened or the commentator will say right out, like, oh, he just needs to do this. And then, like, you'll say something, you know, he needs to get out of the, or he just needs to rotate or do this. And then, like, DC will be like, he just needs to rotate.
Yeah.
You like, just, yeah. Why is, oh, because being healed. It's like, why isn't it dying?
Oh,
like,
yeah,
you're just like, you're like
yeah,
like sold up.
The obelisk.
But yeah, it's
dude, those things are so active.
Yeah, I hate those.
Let's see what else. I watched Black Widow.
Yes.
I'm watching Black Widow. It's good.
It's good.
It's good. It's normal. No, it's fine. It's just it probably could have came like a couple years earlier. either right after Civil War. It should have come like right after Civil War or right before.
That's when it was supposed to come out, wasn't it?
No. It was supposed to come out like right after Infinity War. Supposed to be the first movie after Infinity War.
Yeah, which doesn't make sense.
I'm sorry, Endgame.
Endgame, yeah. But it doesn't make sense though, because it's clearly timed between Civil War and fucking Infinity War.
Yeah.
So it's like why didn't they release in that time frame?
Yeah, I have no clue. And then like the only thing that it really ties anything to is the mid credit scene, and that ties it to basically they tease it at the Hawkeye TV show.
So it's just like just a series for fun.
Yeah, it's a fun show to watch, or it's a fun movie to watch.
You enjoyed it overall?
Yeah, overall. I liked the blonde,
her sister?
Yeah, her sister the most, I think.
She had big ass? Just kidding.
No, they don't focus on their ass as much.
Not enough booty shots.
Not enough booty shots. Yeah. Not as much as Avengers 1 with that fucking Scarlett Johansson shots.
Oh, yeah. Those were the best. Well, and I think in Iron Man 3, too. Iron Man 2.
Yeah, yeah. That was the first time you ever saw her.
In Iron Man 2. But she had some of those where you were like, God damn.
How old is she now?
Somewhere like 30-something. Almost 40.
How old is Scarjo?
Scarjo.
36. Why does she look older than me? Dude, I got called out. Was a guy on my Instagram. I posted a picture of me and Tata. Uh-huh. A guy sends me a message. It says, we're replying to my picture. It says, when your Tata has a better hairline than you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's got a better...
Dude, he has a better hairline than all of us.
I know. I think on that note, just going to wrap it up. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/RealPressStart.
Fuck McGregor. Fuck the McGregors.
On Twitter, at RealPressStart. On Instagram, at TheRealPressStart. Like us, rate us, review us anywhere you get your podcasts. On that note, game over.